0958.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And if you live in the Northeast, we're getting a little cloudy weather here, some showers mixed in, but it's a lot cooler than we have this week. What a crazy week. For those of you that have been working in your gardens and trying to get things planted, I was talking with Jared just before the show. Jared lives in Michigan, in Minnesota, and I live in Maine, and we had the same kind of weather. Tuesday, almost had a frost. Then Wednesday and Thursday, temperatures in the mid-90s, and trying to get things planted, everything just collapsed because they weren't accustomed to it. And if it was something that was newly planted, the roots just weren't caught. So if you couldn't get the water in on it enough, everything just collapsed. I know I had scheduled to do some planting on Thursday and Friday, and Thursday was really tough. Even though they were in individual pots, as soon as the heat hit them, poof, they just wilted right over and said, hey, I'm not in Maine, am I? It's 90 plus degrees. So it's been a kind of a rough start to the season, but that's okay. This is good planting weather right now. So if you haven't planted your garden, get down to your local nursery. And let's get the seedlings collected in the car, brought home, and put into the ground. The weather's going to be beautiful. Great for moving things around today. Tomorrow's going to be nice also. So take advantage of this normal weather, temperatures in the 70s, and let's get the garden planted. Now, if you're going to be putting in tomatoes, and you're going to be using tomatoes in containers. You probably remember that last year, maybe even the year before, the first few tomatoes that you get have a little rot on the bottom. And the tomato looks good on the plant, but you grab it and you feel soft. Turn it over and it's soft and it's got a black center. It's called blossom end rot. And it's a calcium deficiency, more pronounced in containers than in the garden. So this year, go to your local nursery and buy something called Tomato Maker. It's a granular product. You just mix it around your tomatoes if they're already in containers or in the ground. And then what you would do is you would take this product and then water it in. And it will eliminate the blossom end rot on your tomatoes. So don't mess around this year, especially if that first tomato. That's more valuable than the tomatoes that you get at the end of the season. But it's called Blossom End Rot, and Tomato Maker will take care of it, and it works wonderful. This time of the year, also, the dandelions are up. And if you want to control them, it's time to use your step two. Or you can use the liquid. But it really is important, because if you look at your dandelions on your lawn, when they're yellow, they're not a problem. But once the flower is matured and has been pollinated with the wind, it turns white, and it looks like a little puffball. And actually, if you were to blow on it, it would blow apart. And it's full of little seeds with like a parachute. And that way, when the wind blows and it breaks apart that little puffball, the individual seeds have a series of almost feathers that will carry and go several yards in your lawn. If it's really windy, could go as much as a half a mile on flat land. So if you have dandelions, chickweed, clover, this is the time right now. Get the liquids on, get the powdered on, and if you're going to be using a powder, try and do it early in the morning when there's dew on the foliage. That way the weed killer will adhere to the foliage, because it's a powder, will stick to the water. It will dissolve in the water, will be absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the root, and kills it. And if you can kill them while they're still yellow, it's going to make a big, big difference. Otherwise, they're going to blow all over the yard, and next year will be even worse. Now, those dandelion seeds will germinate during the summer. So try and get what you can right now, and then during the fall, you may start to notice some new crops that are beginning to emerge in the ground. And those can be taken care of in the fall or the following spring, because they're not going to grow that big due to the heat and due to the lack of rain that we normally don't get during the summer. So just be aware of it. So your targets for this week, get the dandelions out of your lawn so that it doesn't create a bigger nuisance. You took care of the crabgrass earlier. And if you want to take care of the broadleaf weeds, this is a good time. Just make sure that there is no rain in the forecast. So if you were planning to put down a broadleaf weed killer today, it's not going to be the right day, because there's supposed to be scattered showers off and on most of the day. And we don't want to put it down and have the rain wash it off. Then your work is for nothing. If we can help you, you have specific questions on your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Oh, also, if you have a flowering crab or fruit trees and the flowers have fallen, it's time to put down your fruit tree spray to prevent diseases and insects on your trees. Now, you never apply a fruit tree spray if your plants are in flower, because you could hurt the bees. You could also drop all of the flowers. Some of the products in the fruit tree spray, when they get in contact with the bloom, will knock them off. And you don't want that to happen. You've waited all year to get flowers to make yourself some apples or peaches or pears, so forth. But as soon as the blooms have fallen, use a fruit tree spray on them. And you can use the same fruit tree spray on your flowering crabs. Those of you that have some of the older varieties of flowering crabs, they look beautiful right now. And then as we get into June, you start to get little black spots, so you get some yellowing of the foliage, and then the leaves slowly begin to fall from the tree, and it loses all of its beauty. So either use a fruit tree spray, or there's a product called Serenade. And Serenade is all organic, it's all natural, and it will take care of the black spot on tomatoes, as well as powdery mildew on your tall phlox. And if you've got tall phlox, it'd be a good idea to give them a spray too. Your lilacs, get the white film on the foliage, hit them with it. But it's totally organic, and it will take care of a lot of diseases on your plants. And it was developed for the tomato industry in Florida. Good product, safe, organic, natural, and will control black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on lilacs, on tofflox, and all of the spotting on your flowering crabs. So you got a lot of things to do. And again, if we can help you, Jared is here, and he'll take your calls. We'll get you set up, and we'll work together to make this Memorial Day weekend one that's going to be an awful lot of fun and a good work weekend, too. Now, this is the beginning of the season. It's our chance to plant the gardens and to get anxious. I have a lot of my garden in. I'm probably about 90% planted. Just have some carrots and, cucumbers and squashes haven't been put in yet. The seedlings are up, so I just have to put them in the ground. Just not enough hours in the day. And when you get days that you get 90-degree temperatures, it makes it very difficult to get the planting done. So a day like today where it's cloudy, cool, a little bit of showers, not going to be a beach day, not going to be a golf day. Let's work around the yard, get the planting done, and you'll be in wonderful shape. Now, if any of you have roses and you have not fed them yet, think about it. It's the time to get your roses fertilized. Any dead tips should be removed, should be cleaned, and then you can use a fertilizer. Bayer makes a good product. Ortho makes a good product. Scotts makes a good product. Get the fertilizer on them. The sooner you feed them, the better your buds are going to be, because traditionally roses begin to bloom around Father's Day, and that's in about 3 to 4 weeks. Get the food on. 800-259-9231.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts, on the field with David Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome to my house, Ashton.
Gotta tell you, David, your house has one amazing lawn.
Thanks. Here at Fenway, the field not only has to look great, it has to stand up to at least 81 home games every season.
And you use Scotts fertilizer?
Absolutely.
And what would you say to folks who say fertilizer is fertilizer?
I'd say there's a very big difference.
It's hard to believe, but many brands contain filler like sand and sawdust.
Fillers do nothing for your grass. As you know, Ashton, Scotts is 100% nutrition with no fillers, so every granule gives your grass the food it needs to grow green and strong.
We call that the Scotts Advantage.
I'd call it a home run.
Exactly. Your grass is hungry after a long winter's rest, so head out this weekend and feed it with Scotts Turf Builder. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
I am ready.
You survived the heat, huh?
Barely. It was 97 degrees here on Tuesday.
97 degrees on Tuesday in Minnesota.
Yeah, they said all of last summer it didn't get that hot here. So we might be in for an interesting summer.
Yes. I know, it's amazing. One day you almost get a frost, and the next day you're about frosted. You're about fried, rather. Oh, wow. Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning, we have Jim on the line, who has a problem with some caterpillars.
Okay, Jim, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for getting up so early.
My pleasure.
A thundercloud flowering plum tree. It's about 7 or 8 years old, maybe a 3-inch caliper trunk. Flowered beautifully this spring, this season. I planned on pruning it back really substantially because it's got a little leggy. And after the flowers went by, I noticed that the leaves just started really curling and like it was dying. And on further inspection, just this yesterday actually, I noticed it was covered in like caterpillar, like with a green coloring to them. I'm not quite sure what type of caterpillar it is. I know there's loads of them out there. And I don't know what to apply to them to kill the caterpillars.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of winter moth caterpillars around, and they're tiny. I mean, you can just barely see them. And they eat their body weight in foliage every single day. There are tent caterpillars out now. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. But I'll tell you, the most effective product and the safest on the market is a product called Spinazad. A company called Fertiloam has produced this product, and it's available at your local garden center. Now, the reason I want you to use something like Spinazad, it's totally organic, it's totally natural. You spray it on the tree, when a caterpillar bites into the foliage, he develops a virus, and the virus grows in its system, and basically the insect will explode, splashing it on the foliage, spreading it, making it more of a disease problem. And right now you're having a lot of birds that are making nests in trees. And if you use a spinosad and it falls on the nest, it's not going to hurt the birds. It's only caterpillars and a few other insects. Now, spinosad will take care of cabbage loopers if you have the cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale. You get these little loopers that chew holes in the foliage. Spinosad will take care of that. It will also take care of the tomato hornworm. And again, it's not a chemical. And if a bird should eat a caterpillar that has eaten the spinosad, it does not hurt the bird. So it's a very, very safe product, natural. And any kind of a caterpillar. So if you have tent caterpillars, spray it. But any of the little, if you have a shrub and you're seeing little holes, right now, the winter moth, especially in southern New England, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and in Massachusetts, there's a lot of winter moth around. Get it on it, and it will control it almost overnight. And it's not something that you have to repeat weekly. A couple of applications, and the problem is solved. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next on the line we have Debbie, who's calling about a Japanese holly.
Okay, Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Back in the very end of March, I called you about some Japanese holly that I had and that
yes.
I have, and it's about a foot and a half to 2 feet tall. And I wanted to take about 6 inches off the top, which I did, and you told me to make sure to leave green all the way around it. So I have, and I've also put a lot of holly tone down, and I've hit it a couple times with the Miracle-Gro that you hook up to the hose. So I was wondering, how soon do you think that I'll be seeing some, like, greening up on the top of it, or is it going to stay all thick until next year?
Oh, no. It should be greening up shortly. Now that we're getting into the end of May and we're going towards June, and we get, see, the thing that really helps to stimulate the new growth is the evening temperatures being on the warm side. And we really haven't had that much as far as warm nights except for this past week. Now, you have pruned it back. You've eliminated a lot of the buds. So now you have to wait for the backup buds in the older wood, and they're slower in coming. Give it another couple of weeks, and you will see foliage right around the corner, Debbie. You have a great holiday weekend. Have patience. It's coming. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies. 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in five varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 888-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Up next, we have Dan on the line, who's calling about a raspberry bush.
Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm up in Tennant's Harbor, Maine, and I have new growth on my raspberries that are up around 6 inches. And what I'm getting is 5 or 6 or 7 new canes per root. Should I prune them out or thin them out, or am I too late for that?
I wouldn't even touch them. I'd leave them alone because all of those canes are going to give you branches that will produce fruit. Now, the secret with raspberries, Dan, is at the end of the year or at the end of your harvesting, all of the canes that you picked raspberries from should be removed. And these new ones are the branches for the future. So the big tall ones that you have now, they're going to be flowering in time. They'll be producing raspberries. And when you pull the last raspberry off of that cane, cut it right flush to the ground, because if you don't, next year, that cane will only produce foliage. So if you've got six new shoots, you've got some really strong roots there, and they're going to give you a lot of fruit down the road. So take advantage of it. But the main secret with raspberries is never allow the canes that fruit this year to remain in your garden. Get them out so that the energy goes to the new shoots that you have coming up in your garden. And if you've got plants that are making 5-6 canes per plant, you're going to have a beautiful, beautiful crop down the road. Now, use a general purpose fertilizer on these. Use something like Plant Tone, which is all organic, all natural. There's a company called Organica, and they have something called Plant Growth Activator. If you want to keep your garden totally organic, you want to build up the microbes in the ground, apply some of this around your plants, and it will make the ground a lot richer and give you more production in the long run. The other thing that you can do, Dan, also, is to help with the weeding, because it's not a lot of fun to weed around raspberries, because every time you put your hand in, you get grabbed. Put down some straw. You can put down pine bark mulch. You can put down compost. And that will help tremendously to keep the weeds down. And that will make gardening a lot easier. And also, if you've got an inch or two of either compost, you can use pine needles, bark mulch, anything like that. If you can put down an inch or two during the heat of summer, when we get those days of 80 and low 90s and possibly higher 90s, it relieves the plant of the heat stress because the mulch that you've put down cools the ground during the heat of the day. It also prevents the ground from drying out as quickly. So whatever you have for organic matter, it can be seaweed, it can be compost, pine needles, bark mulch, anything like that. If you can make a 2-foot circle, or if you're planting your raspberries in rows, mulch the whole bed, like a foot on each side of the row. Your new seedlings will poke right up through it. Less stress, better, more juicy raspberries in the long run. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mary on the line who has a problem with a Japanese maple.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I love your show.
Good morning. Thank you.
I have a Japanese maple. It's about 10 years old, and it's always had leaves on it until this year, and half of the tree has leaves, and the other half has none.
Yeah. That's not a good sign.
No.
This been so much winter kill this past winter, and it's all over the place. I have a rhododendron in my backyard. I bet you we've had it 15 years, and one side is up against my tool shed. The other side is up against a wooden stockade fence, and it's in a partial shaded area. And I lost 2 feet out of the 6-foot-tall rhododendron due to dehydration. And a lot of plants have dieback on it. So what you need to do, Mary, the branches that do not have any growth on them at this point, take your fingernail, scratch through the bark, and most likely it's going to be brown. And what you'll have to do is to take your pruners and cut all of the dead branches off of that plant. fertilize it with plant tone fertilizer. It's an all-natural, all-organic food, and that will slowly feed the plant. If the weather gets dry during the heat of summer, make sure you get some water on that plant. But feed it now, plenty of water during the summer. If you want to feed it in September again with the plant tone, that would be wonderful. And it will slowly come back. But we had a very hard winter on plants, and a lot of people lost a lot of roses this year. Or you have a rose that was beautiful last year and only a third or half of it remains, and it's just due to the weather. Unfortunately, it hit a red Japanese maple, and you've got some serious damage. But prune it up and see what happens, okay? Sorry. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up on the line, we have Vic, who has a problem with his lilacs.
Vic, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How you doing?
Always good talking to you.
My pleasure.
Well, we've been an old lilac tree or bush, whatever you want to call it. It's been alongside the house now for the better part of 30 years. It's done real well over the years, but lately it's the lilac flowers themselves don't appear to be very healthy. I did follow your advice and put lime on it, and put quite a bit on it last year. And we use Miracle-Gro on it once in a while, but other than that, don't really take too much care of it. And it just didn't seem to go this year.
Okay, does it have like sparse foliage and only a few flowers on it?
Well, it's got a lot of foliage, it's got a lot of leaves. It's very old. The canes are crumbly, and I've taken some of those and removed some of the older ones off it. But even though there's a lot of foliage, the flowers are there, but they're just very sparse flowers. You know, there's very, very little to them.
Right. Okay. Lilacs is my wife's favorite plant. On the end of my property, we have about 15 different colors. Of lilacs down there. And I haven't taken as good of a care of those as I should have this year. They're a priority. The ones in front of the house look really, really well. But the one thing that I found with lilacs is they do love a sweet soil. They also need a granular fertilizer. Miracle-Gro is a good food for annuals, for vegetables, for perennials, if you use it on a regular basis. But for a shrub or a small tree like a lilac, you need something that's granular, that's going to feed for a long period of time. And plant tone made by Espomer, all the garden centers carry it. Buy it in a 5-pound bag, 10, 25, or 50s. You sprinkle. For example, I have one that's about 7 feet tall and 7 feet wide. And I will give that plant probably about 5 or 6 handfuls of plantone fertilizer. Then in the fall, I will put down the liquid lime. I have a little bit left in a container, and I'll probably make 5 or 6 gallons of the liquid lime. Now, if you've got a wood stove or a fireplace and you're burning wood or pellets, put 4 or 5 good handfuls of the ash around them, and that will help. Now, it's important that you get the fertilizer down now. Lilacs, forsythia, they're all done blooming. Your flowering crabs are all done blooming. They're going to use June, July, and August to make the flower buds for next year. So by you applying the fertilizer now to them, giving them some water, if the summer does get dry, you're going to have flower buds next season. Now, if there's moss in the area, that's a real reason for you to add that. But another product that would help is a fertilizer called superphosphate. And the numbers on the box are 0, 20, 0. And because your lilacs are not blooming, phosphorus is the fertilizer that makes a plant produce blooms and eventually fruit if it's for the vegetable garden or apples. But get yourself a 5-pound bag of 020. And if your plant is in the neighborhood of 6, 7, 8 feet tall and 6, 7, 8 feet wide, put 2 to 3 pounds of the superphosphate around the plant, kind of scratch it in, throw some plant tone for general growth and some lime. And by doing it now, it will encourage the plant to give you all the flowers that you want next season. And again, if it gets dry, then give it some additional water. Vic, thank you for the call. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Jim, who's calling about a Coosa dogwood.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. I'm calling from Wilmington, Mass. I've got a Coosa dogwood I've had for about 10 years, and it's always done really well. And this year it's bloomed, but it's just got a handful of blooms on it. And I haven't really done much of anything to it, and I'd like some help to maybe help it along next year.
Okay. I would follow the same principle we just talked with Vic. The 020 is a fertilizer that not only does the superphosphate encourage the plant to make additional flowers, it also will make the root system larger. The larger your root system, the better able it is to pick up water in the ground. And I have a Coosa dogwood on the right corner of my house. And that's my favorite plant. And that was the first thing I put in at my house 19 years ago when we built this home. And every year, I will put a 5-pound bag of phosphorus around it. It's now almost 2 stories tall. I mean, and it's massive. But I'll give it, when I first started, 2 or 3 handfuls. Right now, I give it 5 pounds. I even throw some onto the grass because the width of the top of the plant is pretty wide. And then during the summer, if I see that it's really getting hot and the lawn is turning brown, I make sure that the Coosa dogwood gets plenty of water, because anything that blooms in the spring is making the buds during the summer. So June, July, and August, those are the 3 months that will ensure that you get flowers the following season. So a little bit of plant tone, and you use plant tone at the rate of 1 pound per inch of diameter of the trunk. So if you've got 2 or 3 trunks, measure those, and then take a crowbar, make some holes, put a handful in each hole until you put the amount of food that you need. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Barb, how are you? How are David and the kids?
Oh, we're doing great, thanks. You know, work's hectic, and with things being what they are, we decided to do our own lawn maintenance this year. Now, I'm sure we can do it cheaper, probably better, but oh, I don't know where to start.
You know, last year, Tom and I did the same thing. Oh, with great results.
Really?
I read some advice from a lawn expert that researches... I can't believe it. What? That's him. By the grass seed.
Oh,
Jonathan Green!
Oh, my friend here told me that you're a lawn expert. Now, I want to do it right the first time. Where do I begin?
To start, choose the best grass seed. For instance, my Black Beauty Ultra is naturally dark green and deeper rooted, so it's very drought tolerant and disease resistant.
Hmm.
Black Beauty Ultra also contains endophytes, which means it's naturally insect resistant.
Will it match up with my grass?
Yes, and one seeding thickens and improves your entire lawn.
Okay.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Now that you've planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. He'll get you set up, and we'll help you to solve some of your gardening problems. The sun's coming out here in beautiful Kennebunk, Maine, and it is going to be a good day to work around the yard. A few scattered showers here and there. Hey, that means a little bit less watering you'll have to do when you get your seedlings in. And this is the official beginning of the gardening season. I know a lot of you have got a lot of plants in, and that's great. But for those of you that have been putting it off because of the weather, it's time. I was talking with some friends up in Presque Isle, Maine, and they are planting potatoes to beat the band right now. So if you're listening from down east Maine, it's time to get the garden in. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Joe on the line, who's calling about a tree rose.
Okay, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you?
I, Very good. How are you doing? I just bought a tree rose in a decorative pot last week, and I'm wondering, can I maintain it in that pot, and what should I do in the winter?
Okay. My wife has always wanted a tree rose, and she bought one last week, just like you. And what we did is it came in, I think it was like an 8-inch pot. We upgraded it to a 12-inch container, maybe even a 14-inch. Give it plenty of soil so that when the heat of summer comes, it will have a nice big root system. So as long as it's in a good size container. Now, roses don't really like a lot of heat. So what I did is on top, when I repotted it, I put about 1.5 inches of bark mulch, so that the bark mulch is level to the top of your container. And that will prevent the heat from drying it out. When you have a plant in a container, the sun is able to dry it quicker because the heat hits the side of the pot as well as the top of the soil. So it will dry out quicker. So by putting down some mulch right on top of it or compost or something like that, it gives you a buffer, so that you won't have to water it quite as often. So we repotted it. I used some Organica plant growth activator to try and really stimulate the root system and get the microbes. And then I'm going to use something like Neptune's Harvest Fertilizer every couple of weeks. Now, the secret with a rose, tree or bush, is they need 3 to 5 gallons of water per week. So if you can fertilize it every other week with something like the Neptune's Harvest, and then you're going to have to water it every single week. During the heat of summer, July and August, maybe twice a week. Give it as much sun as possible. Now, when the flowers go by, Joe, you're going to look, and the leaf right below the actual bloom is in 3 segments. The leaf under that will probably be in 3 segments also. And then eventually, it will get to 5. You make your cut just above the 3rd set of 5. That will stimulate that branch, and new blooms will come on it. If you do not remove the flowers, that branch goes blind. It thinks it's already flowered. It thinks it's making seed, and the blooming will stop. So deadheading and cleaning roses are very, very important. Buy a product like the Bayer Rose and Flower. It's a fertilizer and disease control all in one. And it will also take care of the insects. During the winter, what you want to do is when the kids go to school, September, October, leave it outside until you've had a good hard frost and all the leaves come off, and then put it in your garage for the winter or a tool shed, someplace that's not heated. If you leave it outside, the pot will fill full of water. It will freeze, break, and you'll definitely lose the rose bush because the soil will turn into a block of ice. So let it stay outside until all the leaves have come off. Clean it. Put it in your garage or your tool shed away from the heat because it has to go through a normal growing season. And a normal growing season for the rose is it doesn't grow. If you put it in your basement where there's heat, it will resprout ahead of season and you'll have problems. So enjoy it. Plenty of water. Feed every couple of weeks. Use the Bayer products for the Japanese beetles. Let the frost kill it back. And then in the garage or the tool shed until March.